Hey guys, welcome to Monday night. This is the Winfrey conference call hour. I don't know why we call it that. Well, I do know why, because this is a group energy speaking to you. This is not just one person. So it's a conference, but it's not really a conference because we don't really have a conference on this call. We are just having a bunch of people on the conference line and we're creating a group energy. And you guys who are listening have the option, as that energy builds, to possibly feel it in your space. Did someone new come on the line?
No, not that I know. Somebody checked in, but don't know who it is.
Oh, okay.
It's Robin.
Robin, okay.
Robin. So, and Terry's not here, right?
Not yet. No.
She's abandoned me.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is not an easy job, guys.
This is all straws for channeling.
All right. I might have to learn to channel before the call's over tonight. Okay. So, really, I started talking about a conference, and... I don't know who's on the line. We have Robin, and we have Wayne, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you a list.
Go ahead.
We have Marianne. We have Francis.
Okay.
Suzanne.
Okay.
Matt, Jackson, okay. San Diego.
Okay.
Emmy. Mary Jo. Maya. Kathy. And you have Robin. You have me.
Okay. So, why are we all here? What are we doing on BBS Radio, our little conference call line? Now, usually, I give the answers to these questions, right? But today, I'm going to have, should I do this? Am I violating free will? Like, for example, if I said, Mary Jo, why are you on this conference line? You can say, when I don't want to answer on the radio, or you can answer. How's that? Then I'm not violating free will, right? Mary Jo, why are you on this? Now, while we're doing this, you know what's happening, of course. Everyone gets a chance to experience here. Because if I'm doing this to you, who knows who I might call on next, right?
Right. It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. So why are you on this conference line tonight?
Why am I on this conference line? I've been at this for many years, and
being on conference lines?
Okay. Looking at things a little bit differently than the rest of the world. On a path of seeking out answers and things, and. I ran into your conference group, and it seemed like it was like a one-mind thing, that all the answers that I needed were there. And other people were coming up with the one mind. And the energy that exuded within the group and within the work is the truth. So I'm learning now. I'm not seeking out anymore. I'm learning. I'm a student.
Mm-hmm. Now, really, when you're a student, you're not a student of, you're a student of the work we're doing, right?
Yes, correct.
It's not like you're my student. I'm not a teacher. Well,
No, it's of the one mind.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I would say that we've all embarked. Those people who embark, it's like we're all like in our own little pools or our own little tributaries, and then we've created this lake here, which is our little group energy. And when you jump in the lake, you still have your little pool to contend with, but you also now are part of this lake. And that's kind of, would you say that's a good way of describing it?
Yes, and it's very refreshing.
Yeah.
When you're out there in the real world, a lot of times it's hard to hang on to that energy that you get when you get off the, you know, off the call.
Mm-hmm.
With everything, there's somebody there every night,
mm-hmm.
you know, to refresh.
I mean,
in
all of our lives, it's possible to feel alienated and separated and, you know, looking for something to connect with, and there's nothing real to connect with. I mean, you know, I'm sure you all know what it's like to say, okay, let's go to the movies, let's go to dinner, but there's no one to go with, or no one that has a real energy of connection. You know, you're just kind of wasting time.
Yeah, so it's the sameness of connection.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Everybody grows from that. Everybody grows.
We're learning from each other. Because you know what it is? Since all of our individual energies make up the lake, it's not like the lake is separate from us. So as each new person jumps in, the lake suddenly changes, right? So it's like no one knows what's happening next. So it never runs down because the lake is always being replenished. Right? I mean, that's just...
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So who's the most scared that's on the line right now that's afraid that I'll call on them and say, why are you on this conference line?
Are you generating fear?
No, I'm just asking. Who's the Hey, Wayne, why are you on this conference line?
Habit.
The habits start, you know.
I was there from the beginning, and I just keep coming back, yeah.
But some people smoke. That's a habit. So somebody just come on the line.
Yes.
Terry, my God.
Hi.
Thank goodness. Man, I'm on the line and I'm just scaring everybody. Okay, Wayne, go ahead. You're here
I feel the energy of the group and I feel comfortable and I feel at home and it just seems to be the natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the call.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Yeah.
Well, you've actually been a huge anchor for the energy. And you know you're doing something yourself. You know, the funny thing about this line is people want to do something. They want to be of service. There's so many people out there. And they think of these great, great, big things to do. And, you know, just by showing up on this line, we're doing something. And I think we're all learning what we're doing. Do you guys know what we're doing when we're on the line? No one's answering. No one knows what we're doing.
Well, we're generating energy, and we're uplifting the world.
That's right. It seems like, well, how can we be doing that? Well, just by pooling our energies together,
right,
and making a huge lake, then we are changing the vibrations of everything around us and the planet and ourselves, and it doesn't seem like much. It's like anyone can do it, but it's actually, I would say, a lot of people look at it and scares them. It scares them because, you know, there is a point of honesty that comes up for each person, I think, to some degree, to the degree that a person is willing to face it, that for some people, they can't look at those parts of themselves. And being a part of this flow of energy surfaces things that causes people to be a little bit afraid, okay? Francis, what are you doing on this line?
Well, I like the connection because of the... I don't find it so much in my social group. And it's a way that I have evolved into thinking, and having read your book, a lot of the things that I have come across and recognized is what I now realize is a belief system. I have a place to come that I can share that feeling, and I'm just always amazed with the powerful people that are involved in the group here.
Thank you. Terry, what are you doing on this conference line?
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask me.
Well, I had to pick someone that was going to be afraid. So. I mean, you're not shy, are you?
I'm very, very extraordinarily shy. I said I would never, ever be on a radio. And here I am. But the higher forces really like to come through, and they like to connect. It's just a treasure for them when they can connect and I can bring them through.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that's what I'm doing here, to bring them through.
Well, we appreciate that very much.
Yes.
And, you know, who should I call on next? You know who I'm going to call on next is Maya. Maya, what are you doing on the line? Well, easy come, easy
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
I heard
there.
You. Hey. Unmuted. Yes, my initial experience being in Vin's presence and then continuing the connection on by phone was extraordinary. I have had such an experience of like being lifted out of my body and being surrounded by a very special ocean of energy that I haven't experienced since, or just in really very minor occasions. But I come to the conference lines, and especially to the Monday night, because then Wynn is talking about much more interesting things. Because I would like to be able to experience that ocean of energy around me again, and because I would like to prepare myself, because I know it will come again, and I would like to remain in connection with that energy that I have assumed that it is the presence of the Elohim and the Ra.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, this has become probably the most important line of thought and leading thought in my life. Of either once a day, at least, to remember that feeling, or try to understand those higher beings. Sometimes I even call this conference line when nobody is there, just to talk to the Elohim and the Ra. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, if we're lucky tonight, they might be here and be talking. Because they like
yeah.
to talk. Now, if anyone's happening to listen to the on BBS and wondering what this Elohim and Ra thing is all about, if we haven't brought it up, the initial incentive for me to start this conference call and to be on BBS Radio was that I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And in that book, there was a voice that came through a gentleman by the name of David Wilcock that identified itself by the name Ra, or the Ra Group. And I started studying all these channelings, and there was a cosmology that was being presented that was really bending the outer limits of my own reality systems. And the idea was that we live in these bodies, but we also live in other dimensions, and there's these group souls that are huge, that kind of regulate the universe. In fact, Ra, the group soul Ra, was talking about how when a planet exploded, that they would take all the souls from that planet, move them to Earth so that they could continue their evolutionary pattern. And I said, man, who is this that moves souls from one planet to another? And I kept studying it. I said, is this real? And another time, they described himself as an amoeba-like ball of energy that could extend down a hand, an amoeba-like hand, and into our realm and touch us. And I started to experience that. I started to experience that energy reaching down and touching me. And it started reaching the people around me. And, of course, the whole story is complicated, you know, with everyone in my life started channeling. When they started training me, I was asking them question after question. And they were answering all my questions, and I started to understand the nature of the way certain things operate in other dimensions that is not a normal understanding for this realm, and it's an understanding that could only come through these ongoing conversations that have become rather, how can I say it, ordinary for me at this point. It's like, whether, of course they're extraordinary, but it's kind of like, just like you might have a brother or a friend or a girlfriend, it's like these group souls are like, there they are. I don't even channel, but I can feel their energy. And when I start talking about them, they go, they start coming in, they start reaching down. And I would notice that all the time. And then for those of you that have been on the line for a while and that are sensitive to the energies, I think many of you have noticed that when, as soon as I start talking about them, they start coming in into the space. And they like that. They like to touch into people. And of course, they will touch in many times when people don't know that they're group souls or they don't know that they're the story. They'll come in if there's a group that's praying that has a very high intent. And that's the way they tie their energy into our energy, into our fields, and they help us. They can help us in the execution of our own hopes and dreams and lives by combining energies. Did somebody just come in on the line? I would like to say hello.
Carol. Oh, it's here.
Hi, Carol.
Thanks.
Okay. So the neat thing about this conference call line is that we have all these people that come in to the line from all over the country, and when the group soul energies come in, then everyone can feel it, regardless of where they are physically. And so it's a great vehicle for sharing that energy and creating a community of spirit. And when we bring those energies in, okay, there's the neat phenomena of feeling it, you know, how they feel around you. But there's also a great service we're doing, and what we're doing is we're anchoring these higher energies through the grid lines, through our bodies, into the center of the earth. And each of us could be looked at like a radio antenna that has the potential to pick up these higher frequencies and then ground them. Most of us don't do it, though. Most people are insulated from that energy flow. And by being insulated from that energy flow, first of all, they feel separated from everything. They feel alienated from things. They're contracted. And they lose the ability to ask and co-create with these higher forces. And the earth is cut off
from these frequencies. And then the earth gets mad and makes earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes. And life goes downhill. So when I said that just by showing up, we are doing a lot, the fact that we're showing up, creating a group energy, having the group souls merge with our group energy, we are doing a lot. We are counteracting all those things that I was talking about. We are anchoring to the earth. We are helping the earth's grids. We are helping our own evolution. And we're uplifting the vibration around us. And those of you that have been on the line for and worked through a little of your own stuff know that I think many of you are noticing that you are doing that more and more in your life, even outside of the line. And if you're not doing that outside of the line, that's okay, because it's better to do it in the line and do it long enough till you get the reference point, because it's kind of like an education. It's like going to school. And going to school to learn these new frequencies and integrating them into your life, incorporating them into your life, so that you can be a transmitter of them. So first, you might have to be a receiver before you can be a transmitter. And one of the things that's happening on this line is that you're learning to be a receiver. And maybe you have to come in quite some time before you get sufficiently trained to hold the energy in what could be a strange or a hostile environment and be a transmitter. Now, you know, I'm saying that when we come together as a group and then we bring in those group soul energies, we have the ability not to just have the experience of them in our realm, but to co-create with them. Co-create means that we do something together. You know, things happen mostly on this planet. The best things happen because they're co-created. It takes a team to make something happen. One person is not a team. One person can't hold the energy. One person can wave a flag and everyone can look. But as soon as they stop waving the flag, people go back usually to their normal routine. But a team can hold the energy over periods of time. And if one person gets weak, another person gets strong. Whereas if you're all alone, you get weak. You can fall and there's no one there to pick you up. So a team energetically can help keep each other in balance. And then when there's a team goal or a team project, the team can put the energy into the manifestation of that project and make things happen that wouldn't have happened unless that team was operating. So we are kind of a team. It's learning how to hold this group energy, to put intentions in it, and then add to our team those other guys in other realms so that we can get their help added to us to cause things to shift and change down here for the better. And even though we're just a very small handful of people, there's a really high intention in this handful. And there's been an ongoing kind of training and learning how this works. And I think that each of us can give ourselves a pat on the back for hanging in there, going through your skepticism and your doubt, which is a good thing, and actually seeing how, how the manifestation of this works as a team and a group. And I was going to play, probably most of you were at that grid healing two Sundays ago, when there was this amazing channeling coming through Terry from Ra'an, where we had put the earthquake, not the earthquake, the hurricane in the light. It was Gustav. It was headed towards Louisiana. And during the course of the grid healing, they announced in the channeling that kind of it was taken care of, that it was diminished and it wasn't going to be a problem. And right after the channeling, of course, it was announced on the news, and it went from level 4 to level 3. So did we do that? I wouldn't tell anybody we did it, but I also wouldn't say we didn't do it. I can only say that during the course of the two-hour grid healing, they said they did it, and Terry told me later that they said, I hope you're getting ready, Seth. To play that tape. I hope you haven't gone to sleep, because it's coming up. Are you there, Seth? I don't know if Seth is going to start this or not. It usually screws up, but I'm going to do this big preamble, and then we won't get it. But here is...
When we move to the next location, us would like it to be now the Gulf Coast, and in particularly the hurricane. Now our energies are very grounding for the Earth in general, and us would like the next location to be the Gulf Hurricane. And we have comments about that.
Okay. Would you like to make your comments now?
Yes. There is an intense spinning in the hurricane area, and we, in response to the prayers, wish to damp the circular motion and the speed, to damp the speed of the circular motion of the hurricane, to damp the speed, to damp and calm the speed and the wind and the various emotions involved in the generation of such a storm, excitement of the flow of energy, excitement in the spin of the chi within the spin, excitement of the release of energy within the spin, to damp first of all, to let it be and release and release and release, and then to bring the release to completion and thank it, and to then let it know that it has released. Now it can calm. It has released. We got the release. Now it can calm, dampen, calm.
it can calm itself, and we thank it for its release, and it can calm itself while over the ocean. And we thank it for its momentum, and we got it. We got the energy, and it can, there's a word, they want to use the word Diforce. Diforce. D-I-E-F-O-R-C-E. Force can die. Now, it's acknowledged, and Force can die in calm and achieve the calming and know that it is cared for, and thank for the excitement and the wind and the power and force, and it can die for us. And now, be completed. The energy can be taken off and into the ground, put into the ground, and siphoned off and taken into the ground. And we thank you. And now it feels some relief. It feels some relief. As now it has a way to siphon off this tremendous energy and to take it into the ground. Now we wait to see the results, and that it continue to siphon off and take it into the ground, this tremendous energy. Through the anchors across the world, we have done this great healing in the correct order.
Can you guys hear me?
Each of the anchors periodically through the day may feel, sense the force, and bring it into the ground. And thank it for its energy and bring it into the ground for release, so that it may release its tremendous energy across the world into, gently into the ground. And that this energy may be directed to the correct side of any of the tectonic plates that need the energy to sustain itself. Destabilized or searching for stabilization is under New York. That whatever source of this be dispensed, so that it can again find its stabilization of movement under New York. We thank you. Each and every one of you is precious.
Should we hold the energy a little longer at this location?
I think that we can move on and pick it up at each individual, pick it up at random during the day to siphon off energy as they feel that need to siphon it off.
Okay.
That's the end. Thank you, Seth. Thanks for getting that on in a timely way. So, Terry, are you on?
Yes, I am.
How did that feel when that was coming through? Could you actually remote view the hurricane while you were talking?
Yes. It was, I was in conjunction with the higher forces. I could view the storm, and their energy was so large that the storm, they encompassed the whole storm. And so we were looking at the storm, and we could see the storm spinning in a counterclockwise direction, and go into the wind, feel the wind, and experience the rain, and feel the energy siphoning off. I was on Airport Mesa above Sedona, and I could feel the energy siphoning off into the vortexes of Sedona, it just kept like a huge, wide stream just siphoning off into the vortexes. And the hurricane began to weaken about the time that we started this. And it kept weakening. And then the night after that, a couple of nights after that, there was a weatherman, Scott Stevens, I believe his name is, on Coast to Coast. He said that there was a 92% to 96% chance that somebody had tampered with that hurricane because it wasn't supposed to decrease in intensity. It was supposed to increase over the warm water. But it did speed up. And so it wasn't able to pick up the energy needed from the warm water to reorganize the eye. It kept weakening, and it came ashore, according to one news report that I heard, as a two-level hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, one of the things that you and I were discussing was having on our Monday night call, 6:44, so what do we have? We have 6 minutes. Maybe a little bit of a grid healing for crucial areas. And we're trying to invite lots and lots of people to listen in on BBS to join us while we're doing this to increase the impact. Maybe we could have a short channel. We probably have about 7 or 8 minutes, and maybe Ra'an would come through, and we could discuss how that worked for that Saturday and how it works on the grid healings and the efficacy of doing something like that on a Monday to a public audience and see what they say. Is that okay with you?
Well, I can do a channeling on it right now.
Yeah, well, let me call in the light quickly and see what happens, okay?
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, We ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy amongst all those listening who would voluntarily choose to be part of this energy, whether on the conference line or on the BBS. And do we have a source that's present? Of course, we invite the group souls into our energy field, and we only accept positive service to other sources. And do we have a source to answer a couple of questions for us present now?
Yes, this is Fra Aunt. We are here.
So could you explain, thank you for coming, and could you explain the nature of the interaction that happened when we played during the time of that Sunday healing where there was a, apparently an intervention that created a lessening of the impact of that hurricane?
There was many upset people in on the Gulf Coast, and they were praying for intervention with that hurricane, and this helped strengthen our resolve to work with the hurricane. Notice we say with the hurricane. We did not work against the hurricane, we worked with the hurricane. We encompassed the hurricane as we can get, as big as a large section of the earth and view the whole half of the northern hemisphere, and view the energies involved so we could view the whole storm. We could sense the prayers of the individuals asking, and your group with us became a focal point of the people's prayers, and we welcomed the energy of the hurricane. We felt its excitement as when you have a spinning energy such as a hurricane, the torque and the energy begins to create a life of its own. Therefore, the hurricane was creating a life of its own. We thank the hurricane for its excitement. We thank the life in the hurricane for its movement and its power. We acknowledged it. And we merged all of the prayers of the people with the field of the hurricane, and the hurricane felt our prayers and responded to the thanks that we showered upon it, and it became one in energy with the prayers and with the individuals on the line. Then, overlooking the sphere of Earth, we helped guide through the channels station to hold energy from Japan, New York City, Sedona, San Francisco, the
whole painted desert area. And we directed, in conjunction with our totals, at each of the points of...
There are 15 participants in the conference.
We guided and directed the flows into the Earth of the excess energy, guiding them to areas within the Earth where there was a deficiency or a yearning for the energy, and they could well make use of the energy there. It was bringing together of a focus that took all divergent aspects and merged it into one goal and acknowledged each part for its own contribution, and each part became very validated and happy to participate, including the hurricane. And does that answer your question?
To a great degree. An exercise like this, was it just the Ra group that was doing it, or was the Elohim participating also?
The Elohim was participating too, as the Elohim is at a higher frequency, and they were merged with the Ra group and merged with the Hurricane and each of your group.
Mm-hmm. How many...
It's the people praying.
How many members of the Ra group were actually participating in this exercise?
Approximately 30,000. Although you must realize when we do a project of that magnitude, at some level, many more are participating as the oneness factor kicks in and consensus reality kicks in, and then many more are participating.
Mm-hmm. And was the Ra'an group a key center point for that?
We would say that we do not like to think of ourselves as a center group, as we are very soft and divergent, and we share space very easily, and each person was a focal point who was participating. In fact, you might even call it a temporary put-together group soul of each person that was praying and working together for a common purpose.
So, when we're going to look for group projects to bring in, when we can find a project where there's lots of people praying already, we stand a much increased possibility of success. Yes?
That's correct.
And I'm just going to ask one more question. Is this Monday night conference call a good venue for bringing in a lot of people to help us focus the energy?
There's a factor in the Monday night conference call, which is the confirmation of the radio waves, which creates another focus